This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Getting a mortgage backed by the Federal Housing Administration could get a bit tougher. Starting today, upper limits on loans that were raised during the housing crisis are going back to pre-crisis levels. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The Federal Housing Administration guarantees mortgages that are made by banks, but there's a limit on how big a mortgage it'll take on. Now that limit is going down from around $729,000 to about $625,000, even lower in some parts of the country. Stephanie Carroll is an economist at IHS. She says buyers in the more expensive housing markets will feel the pinch.
This is really only going to affect buyers who are looking for really high-priced homes. And those guys are few and far between.
Guy Sakala publishes Inside Mortgage Finance. He says the changes could shut out some new buyers.
FHA is the mortgage finance of choice for first-time home buyers, and generally they're locked into that FHA financing, and that is the only option they've got.
Sakala says the housing recovery should continue, although it'll get a little nick from the new FHA limits. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.